I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the penalties coming out of Charlotte, the 44 car in the Xfinity Series was caught with loose lugs in post-race. They lost $5,000, and a couple of crew members were suspended indefinitely. The hauler driver for the number 43 in the Cup Series for a substance abuse violation, and the crew chief for the number 6 in the Xfinity Series for a code of conduct violation. Chris Buescher barrel rolled in Charlotte, but he also tested positive for COVID this week. Truck Series driver Zane Smith will drive the number 17 this weekend, and due to competing at Portland on Saturday, Ben Rhodes will practice and qualify the number 16 for AJ Allmendinger. And finally, some news about the 2023 schedule. After sellouts including this year's upcoming race, Phoenix Raceway will once again be the home for the Champions Weekend in 2023. No other details about the schedule have been given. NASCAR is all over the place this weekend. The Truck and Cup Series are racing at Worldwide Technology Raceway, formerly known as Gateway in St. Louis. The track started life as a road course, which was demolished in 1996 to build a 1.25-mile paved oval and drag strip that reside on the 700-acre complex today. The trucks have raced here since 1998 and put up a stellar record with 19 winners in 21 races. Ted Musgrave and Sheldon Creed are the only drivers to repeat the feat. John Hunter Nemechek is the only prior winner in the field in Saturday's race, and they'll also kick off the Triple Truck Challenge this weekend. Three races, and the winner of each will get a $50,000 bonus. If the same driver that wins at Gateway this weekend wins at Nashville next weekend, it's a $150,000 bonus. If they pull off the triple and win again at Mid-Ohio, they collect $500,000. Full coverage of the Toyota 200 begins at 12:30 Saturday on FS1. The Cup teams race in St. Louis for the first time on Sunday. Obviously, no records here, but there are 10 drivers who have prior wins in the Truck or Xfinity Series. Some have both, including Kevin Harvick has 3 wins to his credit. Christopher Bell, Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, Cole Custer, Justin Haley, Brad Keselowski, Bubba Wallace, and Martin Truex Jr. have won races here. Qualifying is at 11 a.m. on Saturday, and the Enjoy Illinois 300 goes green at 2 p.m. Sunday, both on FS1. The Xfinity teams are heading to Oregon to turn left and right on the 1.97-mile Portland International Raceway road course. It was built on the site of a town that was washed away by floodwaters in 1948. The trucks raced here in 99 and 2000. This will be the first time for the Xfinity Series, and they've instituted special pit rules for the race. Stage breaks will be 3 minutes long, and they can't fuel and change tires at the same time. They have to fuel the car, stop, and then change the tires. I think it has a really small pit road. My pick this weekend, AJ Allmendinger. He has 7 road course wins, and he also won the last road course at COTA. Full coverage of the Pacific Office Automation 147 goes green at 4 p.m. Saturday on FS1. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Friday, June 3rd, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord, their family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, 4 locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.